morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, February 25th. The year is 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I would love to have you join me in the 12radio Facebook chat room. And to get there for you first-time listeners, you go to 12radio.com. On the upper left-hand side, you'll see the little chat button. Just click on that, and you'll get an invitation to join our private chat room. Also, for first-time listeners, the first part of the show, I talk about whatever the angels have guided me to. And the second half of the show, I dedicate to giving you readings. So if you want to post your question in the chat room, or if you want to call in, which the number is listed at the top of the post in the chat room, but I'll go ahead and give it to you. It's 857-232-0155. That extension is 870-303. You can call in and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Oh, you guys, I'm so excited to be here today. Sorry about last week. I'm sick of the snow. I'm sick of the ice. And I've been trying to be positive about it and everything. We finally got some sunshine. We finally got some weather that's above freezing. No set wind chills at this current time. And it's just like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. It just feels so upbeat and positive. The sun is shining so brightly. I've missed it a whole bunch. And last week was just too, I knew the roads were bad and I just didn't want to have to race home. I have a part-time job that I work in the mornings. And by the time I got off work and then trying to drive home on the snow-packed and ice roads, I thought, I'm not going to make it. So I would rather, I hate being late on anything. So I'd rather just postpone until this week versus getting myself into an anxiety situation that is uncalled for. So thanks for having patience with me. Thanks for showing up today. Also, let's see. I want to let you guys, just as a reminder, you can also find me at 12listen.com, where I'm an advisor. I'm on every day. The hours vary. Usually it's late morning to early evening. So you can find me over there if you want to get some answers from your angels. And then also I post angel scopes. They're on the 12listen website. And then if you also go to my website, Oh My Angels, which is OHMYangels.com, you can find them as well. And the replay for today's show will be posted in the Facebook pages and also on my website. So try to give you as much information and where you can find it as possible. Before I get into today's topic, I want to let you know I'm going to be having a guest next Tuesday, and I'm so excited to be having her. Her name's Karen Harrison. I just spent the weekend at her home with three other ladies, and we learned animal Reiki, and it exceeded my expectations. I took the class because of Yogi. Most of you who've been listening to me know that, you know, my four-legged son is my world. He's just everything. He saved my life, and he just means the world to me. He's getting older. He's 11 and a half. And I'd heard of animal Reiki before. I'm a Yusui and a Karuna Reiki master. And I thought, well, you know, I've given him Reiki, what I know of it. But I didn't know there was an animal Reiki. So I thought, well, you know, I'm interested in it. Things finally fell into place, and Karen was offering it. And I've worked with Karen before. She's amazing. So I thought, okay, sign me up. Because if I can do this and help Yogi through the last years of his life with aches and pains or whatever, if I can make his life a little easier, as you know, he's been there for me. If I could do that for him, then, you know, it's worth it to me. I want to do it. And so I took the class over the weekend, and again, it just exceeded my expectations. Yogi absolutely loves it. It's made a world of difference. I mean, he and I've always been pretty intuitive with each other, but now it's just amplified that. So I've invited Karen onto the show next week to talk about animal Reiki. So I hope you guys will listen in, because she's just the bomb. So anyway, that's for next Tuesday. Today's subject is one that I was going to talk about last week, but truly the situation in the U.S. and the world really hasn't changed. And most of us are feeling the heavy energy, the negativity, and, people are getting depressed and down in the dumps and sad and argumentative and angry with all the stuff that's going on. No matter what your political beliefs are, this is the energy that is swirling around me and other people that I talk with, and my clients that call in all seem to be going through the same thing. So today's subject, and I've talked about it in part other shows, but the angels were very adamant about talking about it today. So today's subject is positivity. I know those, again, who have been following me know I have a saying for every day of the week. So Monday's Magical or Miracle Monday. Tuesday's is Terrific Transformational Tuesday. I have Wonderful Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Fantastic Friday, Super Saturday, and Sweet Sunday. And I started this years ago because I was tired of, I'd walk into work, and when you work in transportation, it can get pretty stressful. And I'll just leave it at that. It can be very stressful. And so I thought, I've got to start the day off with something positive. So it took me a couple of days to come up with something I felt was a powerful word for each day of the week. So I started it probably, 15, 20 years ago when I started saying it. And I've had people over the years go, oh my God, change it up. And I said, no, why? It's something positive. I like it. It's strong. It makes me feel happy when I say it. And then I've started it at the community center where I work. I greet the customers when they come in, and I'll tell them, good morning, it's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. And I'll have another one come in and go, okay, today's Wednesday. What is it today? Is it wonderful? And I'm like, yes, So it kind of catches on. But I've had them tell me it really makes their day when I'm there and I say something like that, because it makes them try to start off their day. They're coming in to exercise or whatever, and they're starting the day with a positive word for the day. And then they appreciate that. So I don't want to change something I feel is working and I like it. You can change the words to whatever you want, whatever makes you feel good, but this is, I'm doing me. So it's hard with today's issues that are going on and the turmoil, for lack of a better word, to try to stay positive. And I thought, what can we do as individuals? I think a lot of the people I've talked with, I feel the same way. I'm only one person. What can I say or do that's going to change anything? It's going to lighten the load, so to speak. And I tell everybody, find your happy place, do things or say things that make you feel good. And, be positive. If we're all human, we're going to have those days to where we think, oh, dang, I can't believe this just happened and blah, blah, blah. The stories we tell ourselves, right? Oh, it's not going to get better. And I'm just one person and I can't change things. Well, you know what? If all of us together collectively switch our train of thought to something positive, it'll change things as a whole, right? Because like energy attracts like energy. It's a proven fact. So one person added to another person, added to another person, and so on and so on. If they put out into the world, today's going to be a wonderful day. Today's going to be a caring day. Today's going to be a self-help day, right? Whatever it is that you feel like saying, but putting that positivity out there, then we're going to attract more positivity. The universe has no other choice but to follow suit, because that's the energy you're putting out. Now, we're going to have days where we don't have those happy thoughts or the cheerful thoughts. And, like the old saying, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. So when you say something or think something that is negative, you don't really want it put out there. Just say erase, erase, and replace that saying or whatever thought or whatever with something positive. And keep doing it until the things that pop into your head or the things that come out of your mouth are said in a positive way. It really does work. And what's interesting about it, and I was telling somebody this weekend, What's interesting about doing that whole erase erase thing, when you start doing that, when you start consciously, when you're consciously aware of the words that you're putting out into your mind or into the world, and you realize they're negative, and you say erase, erase, the first couple of weeks, you're going to realize how much negativity you're putting out there that you didn't even realize you were putting out there. And how that will trip your brain is every time you say erase, erase, you're like, dang, another one? You see what I'm saying? So it takes practice, and nobody's perfect. But the minute you say or think something negative, if you'll do that erase, erase, and find something, I don't care what it is, find something positive and replace it with that thought or that verbiage. It really does work, and it definitely can make a difference. The other thing is, like with all the news, I had looked up a bunch of stuff that we can focus on that might help us, right? And let's see here, let me find it. Start off with, we need to face the reality by validating that it's normal and human to feel overwhelmed by the negative news or the circumstances. And just remember, by acknowledging the difficulties, by doing that first, that's actually the first step towards a more positive mindset. Like if you hear something horrendous going on in your neighborhood or whatever, the minute you hear that thing, instead of going, oh my gosh, doom and gloom, blah, 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 think, what can I do to change this situation? Maybe the only thing you can do in the here and now is say a prayer, if you're so inclined, or to send positive energy to the situation or the people that are affected by that situation, you know. Ask God and the angels to surround them and lift them up. It may not seem like much, but every little thought, every little saying counts, right? So you are doing something. But it's kind of like with an alcoholic, you have to admit that you're an alcoholic before you can do something to correct it, right? So in today's world, I'm not saying stick your head in the sand and ignore what's going on. You can acknowledge what's going on, but don't dwell there. You know what I'm saying? Again, think of something you can say or do to be positive, to change that energy, to switch it. Some the things that you can do to reduce anxiety, you can share a positive attitude. You can have somebody at work that's, oh, or you know, in your family or whatever, and they're sad, they're unhappy, they're miserable. You can just feel it just rolling off of them. Try to change their mindset. You know, think of something positive about them. Say, you know, gosh, you look really nice today, or I really appreciate you helping me, or, you know, whatever it takes. Let them know that they're not alone, that you hear what they're saying. You may not agree with what they're saying, but you hear what they're saying. Sometimes they just need to be acknowledged, just like feelings. You know, they just want to be acknowledged, but you don't have to dwell on them, right? But being kind to somebody, you know, extending love, lifting each other up, being there, as somebody needs to vent. But again, don't take on their energy. And that's a key point. We really have to protect ourselves or shield ourselves from other people's negative energy. They're power washing, again, at my apartment. So you may hear Yogi working. He doesn't like it. One of the things I looked up that I really liked, it's called, let me find it here, the gratitude practice. So start a 3-2-1 gratitude game and do it every day. It says to list three tiny things you enjoyed, like your morning coffee. Then list two people that you're thankful for. And then one thing you're proud of accomplishing. So if you could do that every day, again, the first thing you would list is three tiny things you enjoyed, like your morning coffee, listening to your favorite song and dancing around the living room or the bedroom, whatever. And one thing that you're proud of accomplishing. Like, and for some of us, when we had a bad night, didn't sleep well, we're proud that we got up and went to work anyway. So find three things that you can be in gratitude about each day. You know, if you're watching the news, instead of watching it morning, noon, and night, or whatever times you do it, I no longer watch the morning news. I don't watch news at noon. I watch the world news now between 5:30 and 6, and that's 30 minutes is all I can take. Energetically, I can't take any more than that. I don't look at the news on Facebook or anywhere else. If somebody sends something that's, you know, negative, whatever, I just keep on scrolling. I don't look at it because it has a tendency to bring me down or make me angry or whatever, frustrated. And it's why I don't need to go there. You know, let's say that you had a long commute home and everyone's kind of pissing you off with the way they're driving, it's stop and go, or, you know, they're not driving the way that you want them to, or you've had a couple of near accidents or whatever. So let's say that you're stuck in traffic. The things you could be grateful for in that, if it's in the winter and you've been in this area, you're grateful that your car is heated up. It's like, yay, the defroster's working, the heater's working. You know, if you're listening to a podcast, yay, I got my podcast. I get to hear it. I get to listen to it while I'm in the traffic. That's great. Or, you know, yay, I get to drive home now. I'm going home from work. Or I'm driving to work, whichever. So that's three things you could be grateful for just being stuck in traffic. So instead of dwelling on the negative, find the gratitude, find the positive. You know, sometimes it's just not that difficult, you know. Let's see. They gave another example. Say you had a rough day. Instead of scrolling through the social media, and I like this one too, try the what they call the two-minute connection challenge. So you send what the deal is, you send a voice message to a friend sharing one good moment from your day and asking about their day. I just think that's wonderful. You could start a walking Wednesday with neighbors or friends. 15 minutes of walking and talking can shift your perspective. You know, you could start off walking and you're complaining about what happened during the day, or you're complaining about, you know, something you heard on the news or whatever. By the time of that 15 minutes, you've kind of walked out that aggravation, that irritation. Plus getting healthy. You know, it's a two-in-one thing. You can create morning minutes. You know, before most of us, when we get up in the morning, you know, we check our phone. And I'm real bad at this because my phone is my alarm, right? So I get up and I, you know, shut the alarm off. I look and see if there's anything important that popped up during the night. Because if somebody's text messaged me, I don't hear it. I only answer the phone or look at it if someone's called during the night. But this says, you know, before you just check your phone, spend 5 minutes doing something purely enjoyable. Again, savoring that coffee in silence. Doing some gentle stretches. Listening to your favorite song to get the mindset going. Something nice and peaceful or joyful and energetic. Before you pick up your phone and start looking through all the, what's the latest on this or that or the other. You know what I'm saying? So create a joy ritual in the morning. You can start a good news journal. And that this one might take a little bit more, a little bit longer. But it again, if you start looking for the positive, you'll find the positive. If you're looking for the negative, you're going to find that as well. So when you're feeling over, let's see. So it says, write down one piece of positive news you hear each day, no matter how small. You know, for us this week was getting the news that we were going to get sunshine and we were going to get above normal temperatures. We're going to be in the upper 50s all this week. And normally, we're like in the 40s. So everyone's totally excited. So that's something that would be a good news to put in your good news journal. So you could start something like that. And then they said if you practice what they call the 3-3-3 method, and that's when you're feeling overwhelmed, it says name three things that you can see, three things you can hear, and three parts of your body you can move. What that does is it brings you back to the present moment. So if you've been listening to the news or a bunch of negative talk or whatever, if you just kind of close your eyes and breathe for a minute and just say, okay, 3-3-3 method. I need to find three things I can see. I need to name three things that I can hear and three parts of my body that I can move. But again, what that the purpose of that is to bring you back to center, bring ground you, get you back in your body to where you're not letting the other stuff overwhelm you. So there's a lot we can do. Again, it just takes practice, you know, and if you remember that energy attracts like energy, and you're tired of being stressed out and you're tired of hearing the negative stuff. Switch it. Draw the positive energy to you. And yeah, it takes practice. Just, you know, when I first started the erase process in my mind, I was like, oh my God, by the end of the second day, I'm thinking, crap, I really was putting a lot of negative stuff out without even realizing that I was doing it. And by doing that again, it's like the 3-3-3 method. It brings you back into your body, it brings you back to present. Instead of focusing all the negative stuff that's out there. And again, I guarantee you, if you're looking for the negative, you will find it. But on the plus side, if you're looking for the positive, you will find it as well. You know, I grew up with the saying, there's a silver lining in every cloud. And as a kid, I was like, what the heck does that mean? Doesn't make any sense. Clouds are cloudy, you can't see through them, they're thick. And why would something be silver in there if you can't see it? But again, it's there. You know, ties in with everything happens for a reason. We may not see the reason in that moment, but trust me, trust the universe. When things happen, there is a divine purpose behind it. And if you're not seeing it and you're wanting to see it, ask. Ask the angels, ask God and the angels to help you. Guide me, show me. And when you ask them to help you, they will. If you don't ask, they can't help. It's just like a golden rule. You have to ask them for help. They can't interfere with free choice. So there's so many things that we can do to build each other up. And to stay strong in these times that are sometimes, some days very overwhelming, and some days the appearance is extremely negative. But again, if you break it down and say, okay, from 8 to 9, I'm not going to say anything negative or think anything negative. And if you do, erase, and replace it. You start paying attention, you know, make a little, you know, tick marks of how many times you had to say erase today or tomorrow, whatever you want to do. And make yourself consciously aware, oh geez, I did it 50 times yesterday, or I did it 100 times. Oh my God. It really shifts your consciousness to where you go, wow, okay, I like the days that I put more positive energy out there, my day was better. It's as simple as that. And I found by doing that, the days that something that comes up that was, say, disturbing news or something that really kind of hit my heart. If I could just breathe through it, if I, you know, maybe I'd be down in the dumps for 5 or 10 minutes versus a whole day. And then replace it with something positive. And sometimes Lord knows, sometimes you have to dig deep to find that positive, that silver lining, but it's there. And asking for guidance from your guides and your angels, they're more than willing to help. You just have to remember to ask. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else is sitting there saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened and blah, blah, blah. Or what am I going to do? I forget to ask. Guide me, show me. Some days I'm great at it. Some days not so much, but I'm human. That's the excuse I give. But it's there, and they get so excited when we ask for their help. And then the key to that is once you ask, then pay attention and be willing to listen for the answer. Because sometimes the answer they give you is not the one you wanted. But trust me, the answer they give you is the one that you need. And sometimes that's can be a little hard as well. But know that when the angels give you answers to stuff, they give it to you with love and compassion. And they know that sometimes it's hard to be a human. So they try to do it and give you the information in the most gentlest of ways. And then there's times that, like with me, I'm like, oh, I don't like that answer. I'm going to try something different. I ask it in a different way, and you get the same answer, and you get a little frustrated. Sometimes it takes a 2x4 for me to finally get the message. So, when you ask, pay attention and listen. Okay. All right, you guys, well, it's that time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll take your calls and chats, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. If you want to call in, again, the phone number is 857 232-0155, and that extension is 870-303. We'll be back in just a little bit. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. You can call in or place your question in the chat room, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, let's just jump over there, see if I can do this right today. Let's see here. Here we go. I don't know why Facebook does it like it does it. They need to be able to, I have to switch it where I can see all the comments instead of just some of the comments. Let's see. It's not letting me go. Hold on. Just bear with me here. I think because I got out of it and went back into it now. Let's see. No, that's not doing it. Hold on. Gotta love it when a plan comes together, don't you? Let's see here. Why isn't it letting me see? It's not letting me see the comments. I know I've got some there, but it's not letting me see it. So give me just a second here. Oh, gosh darn it. Here we go. Let's try this. No, that's right. Here we go. I think I got it, you guys. It goes away sometimes, disappears, so I can't see it. So we got Renee Andrews in the house. Hey, Renee, thanks so much for showing up. I appreciate you. Nice to have you here. Pamela Snow is in the house. She says, hello, Peggy, and my two friends. We say hi right back at you. She goes, I hear you, Peggy. We're finally having days that the temp is above freezing. It's just amazing. You know, I love the seasons. I'm glad I moved back to the Midwest. But, I mean, it just seemed like everyone I talked to, it just felt like the snow and the ice and the cold and the bitter cold has been here since the first of the year and not gone away. You know, I know it hasn't been that long, but it feels like it's just been forever. And they were shown on the news this time last week. Our high was minus 10. So that shows you how fast it changed, right? I think today, I want to say it's supposed to be in the upper 50s. I'm like, bring it on. I'm so excited. And the sun came out and you can go outside without the wind whipping through you. Poor Lorio, he's not used to these wind chills and stuff. And last week when the wind chills, I think Thursday was the worst day. We had wind chills making it feel like minus 32 outside. And you know, he's a little boy and he go out and hike his leg way up. That day he went out there and barely lifted his leg, like I can't take that much wind down there, that ain't happening. Poor little guy. So he's really enjoying the nicer weather as well. Pam says, I would love a message from my angels today if possible, whatever I need to hear the most. Much appreciated. Okay, Pam, let me just tune in and see what we can get here for you. Well, the first thing I hear is that there are a lot of shifts and changes going on for you. I know that's the case for a lot of people, but it feels like yours feels pretty intense. But they're also showing me you already know what the shifts and changes are, and you already know the reasons behind them. They're asking that you just breathe and know that you are surrounded and protected. It's almost like you're like, okay, I get you, I hear you, but I don't like that. And so it's like you're kind of dragging your feet on one major change that you need to make. And they're saying, just trust. Know that you are surrounded and protected and go ahead and make that change. Dive into it. You're going to be fine. And you really are going to be fine. let go of the negativity. I'm also hearing, I don't know if you have, if you live in a house or an apartment, it doesn't really matter, but it feels like you need to cleanse the air there. And by that I mean use sage, or I'm hearing use Palo Santo or Copal, Copal, one of the two to clear the energy there. Sage is kind of like your everyday kind of house cleaner stuff, you know. Copal or Palo Santo is like the medium, you know, you need to bring out the elbow grease and stuff, you know. And then Copal is like the heavy duty SOS pads and ammonia and all that kind of stuff. So it feels like you need to clear the energy in your living space and also in your vehicle. And I think that that will make things a lot easier for you. And I think that you'll be able to make some of these decisions that you need to make with an open heart and a clear head. Yeah, you're ready to let go of the stuff that you've, it's not, they say you've been doing the work. And it's like you clean the house and set all the trash by the door, but you haven't taken it out to the dumpster yet. So do it. You know, the sooner the better, and things will open up for you in a good way. So just know that these are steps that are necessary to be able to move forward. But apparently, it really feels good for you. I think there's a little bit of fear in there, but you have to trust. You know that you're being divinely guided again, and you are being protected. So take that big leap if you have to, but they're saying go for it. You know, again, trust that you're being divinely guided, okay, and protected. So hope that helps. If you need something more specific, type it in there and we'll get you, okay? Quelly's in the house. And you know, young lady, I ran across some old posts from years back. So it means the world to me that you're still following me and sharing my show with me. I really appreciate that. So I hope this today finds you and your family doing great. And again, so appreciate you being here. Okay, you guys. One of the things I wanted to touch on too, that hit me this weekend when I did the animal Reiki is the fact that our pets, our babies, you know, they pick up on this negativity that we've been putting out there. You know, when we get down about, you know, the stuff that's happening on the news with politics and with the world and with the rising grocery prices and lost jobs and all that stuff, these animals of ours, these babies of ours are picking up on that energy. So the sooner you can realize what kind of energy you're putting out and what you need to lift up, the better off your pets will be as well. Now Yogi's super sensitive to Palo Santo and Copal, but he loves the sage. I mean, he'll come over and just woohoo, he like it's like he runs through it and then he gets the zoomies, you know, and he loves it. But there's times that, you know, I have to clear his energy as well because I've been in a place that I knew was not a good, healthy place for me. You know, animals are, oh my gosh, they're just, I've always known they were amazing. But again, this weekend was a real eye-opener on some stuff that I didn't consider, I didn't think about. You know, but our animals are so smart that we don't, I don't think we give them as much credit as what they're due, you know? So it's the same when you, if you watch, watch the birds. And that's the other thing too. Oh my gosh. Last week, you know, I was thinking, God, I haven't heard any birds. You know, it was like being in Arizona. I hardly ever heard birds in the morning. You know, there's maybe 1 month out of the year, maybe two at the maximum, you would hear birds. But in that, it was just too hot that you didn't hear them, you know? And it struck me, I think it was Saturday morning when I was getting ready to go to my class. I went to let Yogi out and I thought, what is that? I stood there for a minute and it dawned on me. It was the birds chirping. It was like, oh my God, it's such a fantastic sound. So if you need something positive to write down in the morning on your list or to announce something good happened for the day, the birds chirped. You know, during the spring and summer when I pull into the parking lot at work, I get there like a quarter to five in the morning. I put my window down and you can hear all these, it was like a huge conversation, like a neighborhood gathering. Oh my gosh, did you hear what so and so did? Oh my gosh, you know, chirp, 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 all these birds talking to each other. And you can just almost hear what they're saying to each other, catching up on the latest news, you know. It's so amazing. They bring such joy into the world with their whistling or chirping or whatever you want to call it, you know. So you, again, you can find the joy if you just look for it. And sometimes just listen for it and you'll hear it. So, but it was amazing this past Saturday morning that for the first time in, it seems like forever because it's been so dang cold. You know, the birds were out there and they were chirping. They're like, hey, it may be 30 degrees, but this is a lot better than negative 30. So again, you can always find joy, always. Okay, let me see if there's something else in here. I want to share that with you. I have a thing for birds and trees, and of course, dogs. Let's see here. Let's see if it'll let me find them again. Let's go. Let's see. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Here we go. Maybe. Let's see. Now, Pamela responded. She said, "It's just beautiful. Just the support, encouragement that I needed to hear. Thank you so much. We'll also dig out the Copal today." Yeah, if you guys haven't used it, that stuff's some smoky, intense stuff. But if you've been in a situation or in a household that's been down in the dumps, or you know, maybe someone's been sick, or someone's been real angry, or you know, maybe you've had a death in the family, or you know, the family dynamics have changed in some way. Dig out the copal. It's real smoky. I always open up the windows and go through each room and you know, just clear the air. Ask the angels, you know, and God to help clear the energy and to bring light and love into the home. You can literally feel the difference. I mean, it just every time I use Kapal, you just wanna, I don't know, I just wanna dance and just giggle and laugh. I mean, the stuff's, in my opinion, the best. I just love it. So, but if you do try it, if you live in an apartment complex, please open up your doors and windows, because otherwise you'll set the smoke alarms off because it can be smoky. But boy, is it good. So I hope, I'm glad you got that, Pamela. I think that Kapal is just perfect for you. So definitely use it. What's the old commercial? Try it, you'll like it. But it does work. Okay, you guys, just look if there's any other questions in the chat room. Let me refresh it one more time. Let's see here. Want to make sure I don't want to miss anybody. Let's see here. No, I think I got it all. So again, I'm going to thank you all for showing up today and taking the time out of your busy day. If you're listening to me in replay, I hope you enjoyed the message. Remember, you know, we can do this jointly together, collectively, as putting more joy and love and laughter out into the world. And, you know, light overcomes darkness, joy overcomes sadness. So let's keep it positive, let's keep it real. And, again, you need some help or whatever, you can find me over at 1-2-Listen. And I'll be more than happy to help you out in any way that I can. So until next Tuesday, I thank you again for being here. Take what resonates, throw away the rest. Please stay tuned here on 1-2 Radio for Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks, Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone, The Katie Weaver Show, and last but not least, the Christina LaFrance Show. So, thank you all for showing up. Until next Tuesday, I'll see you then. Take care.